It's the Eric Todd Drive Home Show. Tune in when you got no place to go. Listen on your radio. I'll be driving in my car beneath the moonlight and the stars. Hello, it's the Eric Toddcast Drive Home Show program starring me, Eric Todd, and you, the listener. I found a dollar on my way to my car from my work, so I'm feeling pretty good. You ever find a dollar and then you like look around for more dollars? Because a lot of times people drop like whole big wads of money. The most money I found that I can remember as a couple years ago, I found 40 bucks, two $20 bills folded up in the parking lot of a bar. Just what I needed. It was before I stopped drinking. And I literally was just out. I was out of money. But I needed to keep drinking. Because that's why, you know, that's when you're an alcoholic. You need to keep drinking. So that was really awesome. So I found that. I got some good news. I'm kind of in one of them funks, them slumps, them P-Funk All-Stars, what I was talking about before. But I'm not in a bad mood. I just don't really have anything that I want to talk about. But I'm getting a lot of feedback. People are saying, hey, we like the show. We like the program. And then I notice I can see how many downloads there are or listens or whatever. And I'm sure, and there's a, not counting when I listen to it back, but there was over 10 hits after the interfaith emergency candlelight vigil to make sure that Dylan from 90210 gets to heaven. There was, and now a couple people told me they listen a couple times. From what the feedback I'm getting, I have about 5 listeners, which is like, I think is pretty rad. So I don't, you know, if it's 5 now, hey, next couple months, it'll be 7. And then sooner or later, I'll take over the world. The world of podcasting over your phone. It's like the radio. I'm looking at a picture of Jerry Rafferty because I have the phone hooked up to my Bluetooth. And I guess the last thing I listened to was Jerry Rafferty. I fell in love with Jerry Rafferty because of this picture that pops up on my radio. You know, when you have one of these fancy new radios that's hooked to the Wi-Fi or whatever, it shows a picture. And sometimes if the artist isn't real popular, it doesn't show the right picture. Like when Jim Norton, although Jim Norton, the comedian, is pretty popular, but when he's on Ozzy's Boneyard, it shows a picture of an English actor named Jim Norton. So, but this is Jerry Rafferty, the picture. And so I liked that picture. And I liked his name. I liked how he spelled Jerry with a G. And his last name was Rafferty. It all just kind of ties together with that. And then you got that soft rock that he does. I like that soft rock. I'm starting to really like the soft rock dealer that I get. But anyway, good news. Dylan did make it into the gates of heaven. You know, he's sitting at the right hand of our Father. I know this because I wanted to make sure that what we did worked. And so I got a Ouija board out this morning. And I said, Dylan, are you there? And he moved over to yes. I said, you know, if you made it to heaven, you know, give us a sign. And it moved the Ouija board thing. I forget what that's called. It moved it over to thumbs up sign. And it spelled out his trademark. So I knew that meant everything was fine with old Dylan. Now, after Dylan passed, King Kong Bundy passed, and so did Jan Michael Vincent. Well, I'm a huge fan of Jan Michael Vincent's. But Jan Michael Vincent's family wanted me to have an emergency candlelight vigil to see to it that he gets into the gates of heaven. But I'm just too tired, so I didn't do it. So he's on his own, and it doesn't look good for him, but... You know, what can I do? I can't do everybody. I can't do this for everybody. Al Blaine passed away. One of my friends posted that on Facebook. Thank you, Al Blaine. He thanked the 90-year-old. He thanked the 90-year-old drummer guy. He thanked him over on social media. Something that I'm sure that he didn't look at when he was alive because he was 90. But he thanked him after he died. Which is ridiculous. You're not going to see Facebook in heaven or in the afterlife. Are you? What are you thanking him for? Yeah, I mean, he played on a lot of great albums and all that. But did he even know who he was before they made that Wrecking Crew documentary? No, you didn't know. You didn't know Hal Blaine's name. Shut up, you did not. Hal Blaine. Thank you. Now, I love music, but I'm not thanking anybody for it. No. I'm not. Nobody thanks me for going down to the scrap hangers union yard every day and hanging scrap. People need scrap to be hung. And I'm there to do it. Jerry Rafferty. He did that song. Ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Baker Street. That's what everybody remembers. But I like his voice. I like what he says. And forget about everything. You used to think that it was so easy. You used to think that this was such crazy. You're crying now. Ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba. Ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba. I think it does that. I remember, I'm pretty sure it does that. I got good news for kids that are being bullied. Help is on the way. Danny Wood from the New Kids on the Block and Jesse Chris, some half-ass country singer, teamed up for an anti-bullying song. So, if you're getting wedgied and noogied and spit on and stuffed into a locker and called a two-bit whore every day, don't worry. An aging 90s heartthrob, who looks like a gorilla, by the way. If you remember the New Kids on the Block, if you're old enough to remember them, the guy that looked like the caveman, like he looked like a Cro-Magnon. He's the one making an anti-bullying song with some blonde-haired young girl who got into this anti-bullying campaign because she was bullied herself for wanting to be a country music star as a kid. Well, yeah, that's just of course you got bullied for it. I don't remember anybody wanting to be a country music star in my high school. I mean, where do you live? Like, you gotta live in, like, it's not even the South or the West, even. You know, like, that's, because it's not that kind of country anymore. You gotta live in, like, a cornfield or something to go to school and say that. Just don't say that. And don't team up with the gorilla-looking guy from New Kids on the Block. The bullies are going to jump. They're going to jump right on him about looking like a gorilla, and he's going to cry. And he's got big muscles. It looks like he's been doing steroids, but he's going to cry when they remind him that he was the new kid on the block that looked like a gorilla, still looks like a gorilla. The song's called Bodyguard or My Bodyguard. It's not going to keep you from getting your ass beat. If anything, it's going to... It's you're going to get your ass beat. Let's just say that. If somebody comes up, grabs your Sony Walkman off your head, says, "What do you listen to, dork?" You're not going to be able to say, "Back off. I'm listening to Danny Wood and Jesse Chris." Because they're just going to pound your ass into the ground. Ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba. If I was an African American, I would do a podcast like this, but I would call it "I Know That's Right." And I'm guaranteed within a year, I know that's right would be like a television program, one in the afternoon. Like The Real. You ever see The Real? It's like the minority version of The View. I don't know if anything's a version of The View. The View is just a nightmare. I watch The View. If I'm home and The View is on, I watch it. It's insane. Nobody gets along on there. They're at each other's throats. Not many people are making real, like, valid points about anything. Then the one lady makes jokes, the Jewish lady. And Whoopi Goldberg is like the... I guess she's like the voice of reason on it. Like, back when they used to have, like... I can't even remember her name now. Sherry something? That black lady? But there was some, like... Some things came out of people's mouths that were sensible. But this is just... It's bizarre. And when somebody... And the girl... There's always... They always have one... conservative, forget it. They can't get a word in edgewise. I don't even know why how they put up with it. It's a nightmare of a show. It really is. But I can't not watch it. And I love when they bring like a dude on, and the dude, the actor, comedian, he has to act like, "Oh, this is the biggest thing for me as a dude. I get to sit here with The View." And they act like so honored and all. And it was a gay guy like Mario Cantone or something. They really are honored, and they have a blast. I mean, he's great on there. Because he's just like a... I don't know how you describe him, but he's just all over the place. He fits in with the show, but I mean, like, they have a straight actor or... They sit there in the middle, and they look real stiff, and they're real excited to sit there with Jenny and Cindy. I don't know their freaking names. But I do enjoy watching that when I get a chance. Oh, man. I'm closing in on the home front. I told you I had nothing to talk about this week, really. I did a comedy show over the weekend. I roasted my friend Nick Cupsey. He wrote a book about fucking Wawa, and now he's going to retire from comedy. Because I guess he's going to write another book about Applebee's or something. I don't fucking know. I don't know what the hell he's going to do. I'm not going to do my bit from the show, though, the other night, but it was good. So I tore him a new asshole, and I got to... Man, I got to share the stage with some funny comedians. Jake Matera, Silas P., whose real name is Sean Mulholland. I'm not sure what he goes by. He was funny as hell. He followed me. He wrote something on Facebook about, you know, it being tough following me. You know, like, I'm not trying to brag, but I, you know. I roasted him. You know, I mean, and when I say I roasted, like, I roasted the motherfucker. But I thought he was fucking hilarious. He had a table of people chanting, "Twist those T's, twist those T's," because they wanted their twisted T's. It was crazy. Like, the place didn't have all the drinks upstairs or all the alcohol that they needed. It was a bar, but there was, like, a room upstairs, and people were waiting, like, a half an hour for their drinks, and people were getting pissed off. And, you know, you don't drink anymore. It's like, but I had to wait for a soda. It was crazy. Johnny Rizzo, another funny guy on the show, he went downstairs. Chris Dolan was on the show. Megan Getz, Danny Getz. I didn't get to see them. I had to leave. I left. I get the fuck out of there. What am I going to do? I hung around for a little bit. I want to see my freaking people, man. We had a good time. Really good time was had. Eddie Gallagher put it on. The fuck is this? I'm just reading people's names. But anyway, the place must have been run by Albanians or something. You know, like, when people, you can always tell when, like, foreigners are running, like, a restaurant. They always think it's a good idea to, like, let you put on your comedy show or something in some weird room upstairs. We used to do something back in the day at this place called King St. George's or King George's in Philly. But those friggin' guys, they had a whole full bar upstairs and shit. But, anyway, nobody was getting their drinks, and everybody was getting pissed off. And so he had a table of people chanting, "Twist those T's." Like, I guess, like, as if, like, the T wasn't coming up because it had to be twisted. It wasn't twisted yet. I thought it was great. I thought that was funny as hell. But listen, that's about it for this week. I hope you enjoyed this mayhem. I might not even broadcast this, but you wouldn't even know I didn't broadcast it again. You won't know that I didn't broadcast it if I don't broadcast it. So I'm going to listen back to this tomorrow, see if I feel like broadcasting it or not. Crow to me, so I like that.